Hi everyone, welcome back to the Dominican Star podcast. This is your host, Betsy Carreño, and I am so excited to be back yet again for another episode. So before I do start off, as you read by the title of the podcast, this is obviously kind of a motivational little episode that I made just because this is coming out during midterms, which means that we're all pretty tired. I can't even explain it another way. We're all tired. Especially, and I'm so jealous of the people that don't have midterms, because I've had midterms in like literally every single one of my classes, and it's like variations. It's either like exams or tests or projects or a paper. So I've been really tired, and it's been so hard to stay motivated, which is why I made a list of things that worked for me to be able to stay motivated. Specifically during midterms, but I think just in general, to like keep going and stay motivated, right? Because, you know, the semester is not over. And for everyone that didn't have midterms, or if they're just starting off and this is like your first year and you might have not had like as many midterms, I am like deeply really jealous of you. Like, I actually envy you right now. So before I do get started, as I just wanted to mention real quick, voting is among us, okay? Election time is very much sneaking up on us, okay? It's like the end of October, basically. Election day is November 5th. So if you haven't registered to vote, go do that. There is literally, like, around campus, there's like little, they made, I don't even know how to word this, but they made like a little, like a booklet that like helps you like know how to register, like to vote, which, funny enough, I was trying to register to vote, okay? And there was like a little button when you go online to see if you already registered and if you forgot, right? So me just being fun, being funny, I was like, oh my God, imagine if I already registered. So then I looked on like the little button to see if I had already registered to vote. And it turns out I did, but I forgot. So I was already set, and I was stressing like for like the like last like three, like this happened like 2 weeks ago. For like the past like 3 weeks before that, I was like, oh my God, I haven't registered to vote and I haven't done that and I need to figure that out. And like, da 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 da. And then I looked and I was like, oh, I registered a long time ago. I don't even remember. Like, I don't remember when. So yeah, I just want to mention that. Register to vote. Election day is very much here. So please do your part and please vote. Okay. Enough about that. I am going to get into the book I'm going to get into the book segment, and then we're going to start talking about the actual topic about the episode. So, funny enough, right now, I'm not reading a book because of midterms, but I did finish the book that I mentioned in my previous episode when I recorded with Fernanda Arellano, which, by the way, if you haven't listened to that episode, it's in Spanish before I, like, tell you to go listen to that, but you should go listen to that, but it is in Spanish, so if you don't understand Spanish like listening to it, then maybe don't listen to that episode, because you probably won't understand what's going on. But yeah, it was I loved the episode. It was really fun to make. Whenever Fernanda wants to come back, and if you want her to come back, also like let us know. But yeah, so the book that I mentioned, anyway, the book that I mentioned in that episode was a memoir, which was called When I Was Puerto Rican by, I believe the author is Esmeralda Santiago. I believe that's her last name. But I finished reading the book, and because of midterms, I just haven't picked up a new book because it's already crazy enough. And I was like, I don't need to focus on something else. So currently I'm not reading a book, which is really sad. But I am planning on reading a new book. I just don't know which one yet. So actually, if you have recommendations for me to read a book, let me know. I love reading, so please. Anyway, enough about that. We're gonna start. So I made a couple of bullet points of things that I do that helped me get through midterms, which also, like, I feel like it's such a mind game to just like be able to like go through everything. It's such a mind game. So I hope, like, by the time this gets released, I think midterms would have been already like finished, But I think that's like the harder thing, like to stay motivated for the rest of the semester and know that we have finals. I think that's really playing with my head right now, because I'm like, this is really halfway. Are you kidding me? So staying motivated and staying resilient. Okay, this is what I did, or this is what I'm doing right now to like get through this. I schedule out my homework. So what I mean by this is I basically make a list of like all of the homeworks or all of the projects that I need to do. And I estimate, like I look at the assignment, okay? And I estimate how long I think I'm gonna take, okay? Like I had a paper due and I looked at it and I was like, this is gonna take me, I think, like a good 5 hours, like in total to write, okay? Now, do I wanna sit down in one day and write 5 hours? Like for 5 hours? No, we're not going to do that. Okay, that's not going to be good. Don't procrastinate. Okay, so I scheduled out like, okay, like I need to do this paper eventually. So let me at least start it today, right? And if it's due in a week, then I can do like an hour each week, basically. So that's what I mean by schedule out your homework. So kind of I look at the assignment and look at how long it's probably going to take me. And then I look at what it's due, and then I look at what day it is, like, that I'm scheduling it out. And I kind of make a hierarchy of things, like, if this is due tomorrow, then I should probably do that, like, first, and finish that. And then if this is due, like, the day after, but it's really easy, then I'll probably also do it. But if there's a project that's due in, like, a week, but I know it's gonna take me a long time, like, don't leave that for last minute. Like, also start it, because that's, yeah. That's really bad. Don't leave projects till last minute, because then you have to deal with the effects of having to do it all in one day, and then what you like give out, like what you like finish with the project, when you finish with it, it's not even that good. Like, you could have done better is basically my point. And then you're just sad and disappointed, because what if you get a bad grade on it and you're like, oh, if I would have dedicated more time, then like everything would have been fine. So yeah, I schedule out my homework, okay? Now, I think that this helps me stay, like, motivated, just because I like making lists and I like checking things off. So, like, it makes me, like I love erasing. Like, on my laptop, I have a little, like, sticky note, okay? And it has, like, things that I have to do today, tomorrow. Like, the first bullet point is, like, things to do today. And the next one, I think, is things to do tomorrow. And then the next one is things to do this week. And then I just basically, like, divide my work like that. And it's, like, so satisfying to, like, see the list go, like, from, like, really, really big to, like, really small throughout the week. It's just so nice. So that's why I make lists and I plan out my homework. The other thing I also do is I feel, like, a little, like, weird saying this, but I like to watch YouTube videos while I study. But, like, the YouTube videos where they're studying, you know, like, when they're, like, they set up a timer for you. And they're like, okay, get started. And then you hear, like, little birds in the background. And, like, when I write essays or, like, yeah, basically essays. When I write essays or, like, papers, I put on those videos. And then it's, like, an hour long and it has, like, 25 minutes. And then it's, like, a five-minute break. And, then, like, the person that's, like, recording them is, like, so, like they talk like this. And they're like, okay, like, hi, everyone, like, please. Like they talk so, like, slowly and so, like, comforting. And then, like, the background noise is like the fire crackling or like little birds or like nature. And it's like, yeah, I use those videos to study, because why do I actually focus? Like, I don't know, but I use that. Something else I also do, or basically that I started doing like just this semester, is I change, which I'm a little sad about, but I change like where I study. So I realized that, as you all know, we have a newsroom. If you ever want to stop by, right, we're there, usually. I realized that in the newsroom, I stopped working on my homework because I get distracted. Like, if I have a meeting and it's in the newsroom, like, I'm focused. But, like, once it's about my homework, like, once I have to, like, reverse code, like, data, I'm not focusing. Like, I literally don't do anything. I'll, like, literally sit there for, like, an hour and just, like, be on my phone with my laptop and my tablet, like, on. I just don't do anything. So, I had to, like, change my study place, So I started going to like the third floor library, or I started going to like the little like corners all throughout Lewis. There's like little study corners in the libraries. I started going through there, like just basically anywhere else, because I realized like I don't focus. And the same thing goes for like being at home. When I'm at home, like I don't do my homework. I am so sorry. For those of you that don't know, I'm a commuter, so I go back and forth, obviously, except I'm usually here anyway. Like, it'll be, like, 8, and I'm still on campus. Like, I'm here all day. So, yeah, like, it's kind of going, like, back and forth, but once I get home, I don't want to do homework. So then I realized, like, okay, like, I have to do everything before I get home, because once I get home, I'm not going to do anything at all. So that's what I mean by changing your study places. Just kind of like finding where you focus the like the best. Or also like your times. Like if you know in the morning, like you don't do homework in the mornings, then what's the point of you waking up the crack of dawn to do homework? Like you're not going to do it. You might as well stay up late if that works for you. And then just wake up later. So yeah, that's what I do. Something else I do is I plan something fun to look forward to. Because I feel like that helps me stay motivated. So, like, for example, like, October, like, fall season, all of these wonderful things. I haven't gone to a pumpkin patch. And I'm doing it on purpose. I'm going to go basically at the end of October. Just so that I have something to look forward to. Because I know that if I plan it out to do it during, like, my midterm season, like, I'm not gonna do anything. Like, I'm not gonna focus. So I'm doing it after so that I'm, like, once I'm done with this paper, once I'm done with this exam, like, I'm gonna go to, like, the pumpkin patch, and it's gonna be so much fun, and I'm gonna go with my sisters, and, like, you know? So just kind of planning something for you to, like, look forward to. I feel like that helps me stay motivated, because I'm like, once I finish this, I can go. So that's what I do. Something else is, I feel like this is such a, like, little kid things, but I organize my treats. So, like, like, I'll be like, ugh, like, I have to, ugh, guys, oh my god. No, like, I'll be like, oh my god, like, I have to go to campus on Saturday. So then, for me, that's sad, because I commute, which is, I'm like, oh my god, like, it's like another day that I have to be on campus. And then I'm like, I feel like I didn't get a break, right? So then, and usually when I come to campus, it's because I have to do something. So then I'm like, oh, like, I have to go to campus, and I have to focus, and I have to do homework or whatever. So I plan treats for myself. So, like, for example, like, today, I'm recording this episode in the morning, and I was getting, like, I didn't want to get out of bed to, like, come record. So then I was like, if I record this episode, then after, we can buy food. We as in just me. I'm gonna buy myself food. But why do I do this? So that I can stay motivated and actually, like, be excited to go. Which, I do get excited to come record episodes. Like, don't get me wrong. I love talking. Like, I don't know if you realize this, but I really do enjoy talking. So, it's just, like, the drive. Like, it's just the, I have to go and do it, and I'm in bed, and it's cold outside, and it's warm inside in, like, my bed with my cat. Like, that's, like, I don't want to get up. So then I have to be like, no, like, if I get up, I will get food. Or also something that I do, like, if I had a really hard day, I'm like, once I get home, I'm going to change. I'm going to get unready, and I'm going to put on a face mask. And I'm going to light a candle, and I'm going to watch a show and eat something. Usually ice cream, to be honest. Specifically, like, the Ben and Jerry's, like, Cherry Garcia. Usually that. Specifically that one. Yeah. Like, I, like, have to organize my treats just so that I can get throughout the day. Because then I'm not motivated. I'm like, oh my god, I just want to go home. So that's something else I do. I plan my treats throughout the day, okay? I motivate myself with food. So, yeah. Something else I also do is I make sure that I don't neglect my physical health. So what I mean by this is, like, I forget my water bottle a lot. Which means that I don't drink water. Like, if I forget my water bottle, there's no way for me to get water. And I hate buying water. I don't know. It's just a pet peeve. I don't like buying water. Why would I buy water if I can get it for free, you know? So basically, I have to remind myself and put sticky notes all over the house for me to, like, remind myself, like, to get water. But then I realized, like, the sticky notes, like, they would, like, end up getting thrown out. So I started putting alarms on my phone. Like, if I have to leave the house by 7, then, like, at 6:50, I'm putting, like, I put an alarm and it's, like, it, like, starts ringing. And then the name of the alarm is water. Why? So I don't forget my water bottle. So, yeah. Don't neglect your physical health. Not just, like, staying hydrated, but also, like, making sure, like, if you work out. I realized, like, I used to work out a lot a couple years ago. I mean, I still work out, just not as much as I did, like, 2 or 3 years ago. And my body, like, literally, like, it gets to the point where it's, like, so tired of being sitting down. It, like, wants to go run or something. So just take care of your physical health. Like, if you know that you've been sitting down, like, all day, and it's been a really long day, I'm not saying go on a run, because at that point, that's just exhausting. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, unless you have the energy for it, like, that's you. But me, no. Like, if I'm already tired and I already had a really exhausting day, the last thing I'm going to do is go out on a run. Like, no. So what I do instead is I do yoga or Pilates or both. But if it's a really long day and I just got home, I do yoga. I light a candle. See, there's a theme here. Candles. But I light a candle, okay? I get my water bottle, okay? I put on, like, really calming music, and then I just start doing yoga. Why? Because yoga, like, and, like, also, I don't do, like, the hardcore, like, yoga flow. Like, no. Like, basically, like, stretches, okay? Like, deep stretches, yoga, okay? Like, more relaxing ones, okay? And I do that just because, A, my body's getting movement, which means that I'm not neglecting my physical health. B, it feels really nice if you've been, like, sitting down all day and you're just, like, stretching your body. That feels really nice. And then that was B, okay? C, it's something nice to look forward to at the end of the day, specifically if you plan it out. Like, if you, like, had a long day and you're like, you know what would be really nice if I went home and did some yoga. Because you, like, by the time you finish doing yoga, I don't know if it's just me, but when I finish doing yoga, I feel really calm. Like it's like my mind just kind of, like, relaxed. And obviously my body's relaxed, but, like, it's like my mind kind of, like, shut off for a little bit. Like, it was just focused on, like, stretches, which is always really nice. So that's why I do yoga. So, yeah, I think just staying on top of your physical health and planning out, like, making sure you don't forget about that. And if you can, plan out, like, things that you can do to your body to relieve, like, any physical stress that you might have caused by being, like, sitting down all day or, like, reverse coding data all day or something. So I'm saying reverse coding data because I've been reverse coding data, and oh my god, that's so much. It is so much. Like, I love it. I actually really enjoy what I'm doing, but, like, once I do it for, like, 4 hours straight, I'm like, oh my god, what is going on? But yeah, planning out, like, to, like, take care of your physical health, please, okay? Like, you'll feel better, and it'll help you stay resilient, you see? Yes. Something else, this is, like, my second to last bullet point, but something else I do is I help out future me, because I realized that I kept making the mistake in the past of being like, this is a problem for future me will deal with this. Future me hates past me sometimes, because why would I do that to myself? Like, it's like, I like why would I do that? Like, please help yourself out for the future. Like, if you know, going back to, like the example of, like, leaving projects to the last minute, and you're like, I'll get it done eventually, like, try to get it done somewhat soon. Like, don't leave it all for the last minute, because then at the last minute, you're stressed, okay? You're worried. You don't know if you're going to get it done on time. You don't know how good it's going to be. Like, try to help yourself out for the future, okay? So I think that's a good way to, like, staying resilient and, like, just, like, keep on going. Just please help your future you out. Don't leave future you with all the problems. So the last thing I do sorry, my sister was calling me. Anyway, the last thing I do is, well, I don't know if I've done this specifically, but I'm going to start doing it. I help myself out by telling other people, like my support system. I tell them if I'm feeling stressed. So then, basically, I like when midterms are coming, I tell my parents, like, hey, like this is midterm season or this is final season or whatever. And I tell them, like, I'm really stressed right now. Like, I'm actually really stressed and I'm worried about all of these things and like da 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 and like da 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 da. And I just keep telling them, like, all of these things, right? But why? Why? Because if you tell your support system, okay, one, they'll probably try to help you out, right? Like, they'll be like, oh, like, what can I do? You know, like, that's what usually people do. Like, can I do anything? Like, how do you feel? Like, they check up on you, which makes you feel better about yourself and it makes you feel like you're not alone, because you're not alone. But it helps you, like, feel more motivated, because there's, you know, there's people, like, that you can count on. And then also, they'll also, like, I don't know if, like, maybe it's just my family, but they'll be like, oh, you got this, though. Like, I believe in you. Like, you're so smart. Like, you got this. So they give you those words of encouragement, which sometimes when you're, like, in the middle of everything, like, you really need to hear it. So that's what I like to do. I recommend telling your support system, whether that be, like, family or friends or, like, anyone. Like, your professors, like. Like, tell them, because they'll always encourage you. They'll be like, you got this. Like, I believe in you. Or, like, if when something, and then when something good happens, and then when you're, like, finally out of it, because you've been staying motivated due to their words of encouragement, then you'll be, like, left with, like, oh my God, congratulations. Like, I knew you had this, and I knew you were going to do great, and, like, da da da. So, like, you know, just telling your support system, which also, if you don't do that good, they'll also be there for that. So I think it's a win-win situation, basically. So that's what I had for staying motivated and resilient. Okay. So I think, honestly, I think these are things I do that help me feel better. I know, like, it can be really hard, like, trying to stay motivated when you have a billion things to do. And when you're just, like, trying to go through all of it and you feel like you don't have time, but, like, just know, like, you got this, okay? And you're not alone, and, like, you'll get through it, is basically my point. Like, it'll pass. Like, it's gonna pass, so it'll pass. But yeah, I hope you liked today's episode, which was a little more, it was a little more lonelier because it was just me, which I hope you guys don't mind. But let me know if you want to hear a certain topic, or if you want to be on the podcast, please. I love talking to people, so please come join me, okay? Also, like, if you have any story ideas or any pictures or any news tips, like, whatever, like, just, like, you can email me or our other co-editor, Angel. Well, my email is B and then Careno, so Careno, and then @mydom.edu. Yeah, just email me. Let me know if you have any news stories or news tips, or if you want to be on the podcast. And yeah, have a good, amazing night, day, evening. I don't know when you guys are listening to this. Yeah, and then good luck with midterms. And if you already finished them, good luck with, like, future projects. You got this. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye.